You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I'm no tech genius, but I knew if I wanted my business to crush it, I needed a website now. Thankfully, Bluehost made it easy. I customized, optimized, and monetized everything exactly how I wanted with AI. In minutes, my site was up. I couldn't believe it. The search engine tools even helped me get more site visitors. Whatever your passion project is, you can set it up with Bluehost. With their 30-day money-back guarantee, what have you got to lose? Head to Bluehost.com to start now.
Thanks for selling your car to Carvana. Here's your check.
Whoa, when did I get here?
What do you mean?
I swear it was just moments ago that I accepted a great offer from Carvana online. I must have time traveled to the future.
It was just moments ago. We do same-day pickup. Here's your check for that great offer.
It is the future.
It's the present and just the convenience of Carvana. Sorry to blow your mind.
It's all good. It happens all the time.
Sell your car the convenient way to
Carvana.
Pickup times may vary and fees may apply.
What's up, everybody? Welcome back into Weekend Kickoff here at the Treasure Chest Casino. Me and Mike D'Atelier just hanging out at the Game Bar and Grill as we get ready for Thursday Night Football. Washington Commanders taking on
the Green Bay Packers.
Thank you. I had like a brain fart there.
That's all right. That's all right. When I start to lose that, it's time for me to sort of leave the game. But, yeah, interesting game tonight. The Packers were out a couple of offensive linemen. And how they attack that, and Jaden, and again, he's unique because of what he can do with his legs, and he can buy time, and he's such an accurate passer, but also too, to buy time with his feet. And man, if you give him an avenue, he's up the road, and he's like a track sprinter.
Mike, we got Saturday football in Tiger Stadium. SEC play opening up, LSU taking on Florida to help us break down the Gator side of things. Brandon Olson, host of the Locked On Gators podcast, joining us now. Thanks so much for the time, Brandon. How's it been going, man?
It was a lot better until you guys brought up Jaden Daniels, too. I'm a Giants fan, so I got a lot going on with him.
Oh, man, let me tell you something about that game. You know, I'm 65 years old. I've watched a lot of LSU football. I think it's the greatest game I ever saw an LSU player play in Tiger Stadium.
Wow.
He was unbelievable that game. It was like, you know, everybody else was playing tackle and they were trying to play touch with him. You know, and he was unreal. So he scores, and Pete Jenkins is defensive line coach. He told me, man, I went up to Jaden. I was like, Jaden, I love you, man. It's an unbelievable game that you got. And he says, the only thing I'm mad at you, you scored too fast. And he was like, Coach, don't worry about it. If they score, I got another one for them. That was unbelievable, Brandon. Seeing that game of what he could do out on a football field, he was a tilt-the-field player that night.
Yeah, that was truly one of the greatest individual performances we've ever seen from any college football player. That was just ridiculous. And it broke my spirit a little bit, I'm not going to lie.
Yeah, LSU's defense at least gave you some spirit because, man, that defense was lousy that year. Now, they got a defense now. They got talent. They got depth. And be interesting, I think the front line of the Gators has some potential to be a real strength for that football team. And you get one of your starters or one of your top players on defense back this week.
Yeah, Caleb Banks coming back is huge. I mean, last year he had a monster game against LSU, and I know, you know, I think that Florida Gators fans, we love that game, of course, but I do think that a lot of Florida Gators fans like to conveniently miss out or like to conveniently leave out that LSU was missing some offensive linemen in that game as well. But Caleb Banks had a huge game then, and hopefully now he's going to be able to do that again. I mean, we've been told he's doing pretty well for a while now and that he was kind of a game time decision for each of the past 2 weeks. And they ultimately decided to hold him out, which, especially considering the USF loss, might not have been the best decision. But so he's hopefully going to be able to come in and make a legitimate impact from Jump Street for him.
the earthquake was losing to what happened to USF, but you felt the aftershocks. What was the fan reaction after that game and in the last few days of losing to South Florida? Because, you know, with Billy, he got on a hot run last year, and certainly with your young quarterback and DJ, he lived up to expectations. He was one of the top quarterbacks in the country in Texas, and after a kind of a rocky start, man, they caught fire. They played really well and were really tough defensively down the stretch. And I tell this to people all the time. That, you throw the Alabama game out because LSU wasn't even close in that game. The closest it was when they played the national anthem. After that, Alabama just blew them out the water. But Florida played Garrett Nussmeier better than any other team on that schedule. But what's the temperature in Gainesville with Billy Napier and what happened last Saturday?
Oh, my goodness. Fans wanted him fired at halftime when they had 9 points. They didn't even care about winning the game at that point. They wanted him fired just for not putting up enough. It's interesting because last year there was, of course, you know, you got blown out twice at home in the first 3 weeks to Miami and then Texas A&M. You ended on a monster run with 4 straight wins at the end once DJ Lagway came back from his hamstring injury. And a lot of people, I think, just completely forgave the first half of the season last year. I think a lot of other people can't forget the first half of the season last year. And then now you've got your 2 games that were supposed to be the easy ones on the schedule. You went 1-1. Personally, and I'm not actively calling for Billy Napier's job, but I'm kind of in the same boat I was last year, where I think at the University of Florida, it's realistic to have championship expectations, and I think that once you realize that a coach isn't going to do that for you, then you should cut bait. And that's kind of where I've been with Billy Napier. It's just I don't think he's going to be the coach to win you a national championship, and so I think he just might not be the coach at Florida. It's not that I think he's a bad coach, I just don't think that he's necessarily good enough. We'll see how it is. You know, the situation is just different now this time. Last year, athletic director Scott Strickland couldn't really get rid of Billy, because if he got rid of Billy, then he would get rid of himself, essentially. But since then, a basketball coach that he hired won the national championship, and he got a contract extension. So it's no longer about Scott Strickland protecting himself as the athletic director. Billy's kind of just on his own here.
When you look at it, and this is my opinion, Florida should always be a great football team. With the talent base around you, you have the financial means to suit this up. They have won big in basketball, won big in baseball. And my thing is, Dan Mullen, you know, he did what he did. And they were a good team. We're never really, I would say, a great team there. And aren't we seeing the same scenario with Billy? Where they're going to have a good record. It's just not going to be great. And with all that talent in the state of Florida, you would think that the recruiting part would really mesh for you, and it really hasn't.
Yeah, no, it's been tough. I feel like they've kind of, after Dan Mullen, because a large reason that Dan Mullen got fired was not just for recruiting. It was that he kind of phoned it in behind the scenes, and that played a big part in it too. I know everybody wants to talk about the recruiting side, but there was more to that. But with Billy Napier, I feel like they kind of just went for who's the most opposite guy that we can get from Dan Mullen. And so they went Billy Napier, who, I mean, his focus has been building this culture back, building this program back. And Florida Gators fans, after every loss, including the USF one, they go, man, imagine what Dan Mullen could have done with this team. And it's like, yeah, Dan Mullen's a fantastic play caller, one of the best offensive minds around. But guess what? Dan Mullen would never have this team because he never would have gone out there to actually go and build it. And so I think that right now you overcorrected a little bit. I think Florida is very easy to recruit to if you're winning, because if you're not winning, Florida State and Miami are right there. So you think that if you're winning, it's very easy to recruit at the University of Florida. I mean, and by winning, I just mean, you know, get 7-8 wins and you can sell anything to these kids. But yeah, right now they overcorrected, I think, a bit, and you've got a coach who he has too much on his plate, and the unfortunate thing about that is because I do think that if he drops play calling, then he would be a significantly better coach. But like a lot of coaches, he's got an ego, and I'm not saying that that's a bad thing. I think having an ego is a good thing, but maybe a little bit too much, and that's going to be how he goes down, if that's how he goes down. But I don't want to say I respect it, but I respect saying kind of just trusting yourself there, going like, I'm the guy that can get this done. I believe in myself to get this done, but you're probably going to go down with the ship doing it.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I'm no tech genius, but I knew if I wanted my business to crush it, I needed a website now. Thankfully, Bluehost made it easy. I customized, optimized, and monetized everything exactly how I wanted with AI. In minutes, my site was up. I couldn't believe it. The search engine tools even helped me get more site visitors. Whatever your passion project is, you can set it up with Bluehost. With their 30-day money-back guarantee, what have you got to lose? Head to Bluehost.com to start now.
Buying a car in Carvana was so easy. I was able to finance it through them.
Whoa, wait, you mean finance?
Yeah, finance. Got pre-qualified for a Carvana auto loan, entered my terms, and shopped from thousands of great car options all within my budget.
That's cool that financing through Carvana was so easy.
Financed. Done. And I get to pick up my car from their Carvana vending machine tomorrow.
Financed.
Right, that's what I said.
You can spend time trying to pronounce financing, or you can actually finance and buy your car today on
Carvana.
Financing subject to credit approval. Additional terms and conditions may apply.
I agree with you. One of the things with Billy, when he was at University of Louisiana, Raging Cajun, man, he always had sort of a two-headed or three-headed monster at running back. And we know Ball, just how good of a runner he is. Is that something that he's had to correct because of DJ? And that DJ is really a pocket passer. He will move around a bit, but he's really more of a pocket passer. But when he won at University of Louisiana, he did it basically with a pop-you-in-the-mouth running game. They won up front. They ran the football. Occasionally would throw it here and there. But with Lagway at quarterback, you're not going to run that system. That's why I agree with you totally. He had to turn that play calling over to somebody else, and he didn't do it. But who are the top backs other than Ball on this Florida football team?
Yeah, I think right now you're looking at it's the two-headed monster that they've got with Jaden Ball and Jacoby Jackson. Jacoby Jackson, I don't think, played a great game against South Florida. He did have one fantastic run that ended up getting called back. It was a touchdown, ended up getting called back because of an offensive holding penalty. But right now, this year, it's Jaden Ball and it's Jacoby Jackson, and it looks kind of like he's trying to lean more onto Jaden Ball as just the true bell cow. I don't remember the last time I've ever seen a Billy Napier coach game where your lead running back had 18 carries and your second running back had 6. It's usually a much more balanced split, especially, you know, you mentioned the ULL days when he had Trey Ragas, Raymond Calais, and then he had a whole team out there with the running backs and Montrell Johnson too. But it seems this year he's trying to take more of a, we're going to lean on Jaden Ball approach. And I think Jaden Ball is a great back. I really do. I think the offensive line needs to do their part at this point, which is a disappointment in itself.
All I know is I do remember this part about it, that when Florida was really rolling with Spurrier, they had wide receivers come out the kazoo. And so, man, it was like, who are you going to double team? Because, man, they would run patterns. And they are the one that really started it more in the SEC than any other team, of these crossing patterns. And, okay, I got you here, but somebody else catches you there. But they had a host of receivers that were so, so good. Is there a guy that, in critical situations, Lagway is going to go to? He's my go-to guy. If it's 3rd and 7, that's who I'm going to look for.
I think that DJ Lagway is actually very good at just trying to get the matchup. I think where he needs to get better is deviating from the first read, because you know, we saw last week, Aiden Mizell had two catches, but both of them were on third downs, and they were both to convert crucial downs. And J. Michael Sturtevant got the target on third down, and he didn't get deep enough, but to try to convert the first down. He's been very good at trying to find just the right matchup. It's just you got to go through your progressions, and he hasn't done that yet, which he's a young quarterback. You know, I know he's in year two, but he's really not that experienced. He started 7 games last year. He finished 6 of them. He was rotating in the rest of the time. He needs reps. He missed basically the entire offseason. He needs more reps there. I think Florida's done a great job of getting speedy receivers. But one thing that I've been critical of with Billy Gonzalez at wide receiver coach over the past really 2 or 3 years is that I don't think we've seen the high school recruits that they brought in developed. I think that you look at all the best receivers that have come in under Billy Napier, and it's Ricky Pearsall who came in from Arizona State. It's Elijah Badger who came in from Arizona State. It's Chim Dike who came in from Wisconsin. They haven't really developed the high school kids long-term. They've just gotten athletes there, but they haven't become wide receivers yet. And I think that that's been a big issue with them, actually.
Definitely appreciate the time, Brandon. Looking forward to this matchup. One of the better ones in college football, I feel like, LSU and Florida. Great rivalry. Host of the Locked On Gators podcast, Brandon Olson. Enjoy the game, man. Are you going to be at Death Valley on Saturday night?
No, I I recently moved to England. So.
Oh, okay. Wow.
Whoa. I was going to tell you, hey, if you come to Baton Rouge, come to Acme Oyster House. I'll take care of you there. But if you're in England, that's
little bit of a hike.
That's a four bus trip. That's a 4 bus trip to Baton Rouge.
A little bit of a trip.
Awesome stuff, Brandon. Thanks again for the time.
Of course. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Brandon.
That was Brandon Olson, host of the Locked On Gators podcast, joining us there. How's he covering the Gators out in London?
Man, that's a hell of a gig, ain't it?
Taking a break, and man, what a time difference we got going on.
Yeah, that's pretty good, huh?
So I appreciate Brandon again for the time.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Thanks for selling your car to Carvana. Here's your check.
Whoa, when did I get here?
What do you mean?
I swear it was just moments ago that I accepted a great offer from Carvana online. I must have time traveled to the future.
It was just moments ago. We do same-day pickup. Here's your check for that great offer.
It is the future.
It's the present and just the convenience of Carvana. Sorry to blow your mind.
It's all good. It happens all the time.
Sell your car the convenient way to
Carvana.
Pickup times may vary and fees may apply.
Fox News is now streaming live on Fox One. The voices you trust. The stories you won't find anywhere else.
This is the story breaking right now.
Fox One. We live for lies.
Try it free for 7 days. Offers are subject to change. Go to Fox One for complete terms and conditions.
FanDuel's getting you ready for the NFL season with an offer you won't want to miss. New customers can bet just $5 and get $300 in bonus bets if you win. That's right, pick a bet $5, and if it wins, you'll unlock $300 in bonus bets to use all across the app. You can build parlays, bet player props, ride the live lines, whatever your style, FanDuel has you covered. The NFL season's almost here. The only question is, are you ready to play? Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan to download the FanDuel app today and get started. Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.